This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oi! Hi there. You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. This is the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race podcast, and I'm so glad to be here with you. I'm Mono Gipping, and I'm joined by my guest. He's a bitch. He's a cunt. He's the worst person I've ever met. It's Oscar Montoya.
Wow. Where the spiders at? Because I'm here to fuck them, baby.
Oh, yes.
Mono, I gotta say, your Aussie / Kiwi accent, I can't even tell what it is. It's getting better from the first time I was here, but it's still bad.
It's more like if Tilda Swinton was hired to do a racially insensitive character for a project that she absolutely said yes to, that's kind of the accent it feels like I'm doing, you know?
You know what it is? It's like if Ricky Lake came out of retirement and decided to do one last John Waters movie
that
takes place down under and she didn't get a vocal coach, that's how you sound like.
It's kind of like if Jennifer Tilly was hired to be on set for a part, she gets in a bad fender bender like minutes before. She still like walks to the fucking network. She walks to the studio like with one heel on. And they're like, oh, do you need time to recover? And she's like, I'm okay. And she just walks onto the set to deliver her line.
It's like if Casey Anthony started acting and was in the new Sharknado movie, but Sharknado took place in Australia.
Because they need someone to make Tara Reid look like a better actress.
Exactly. And that's the T-girl.
If you want, I'm going to say that right now. She is terrible. She's bad at everything.
Tara Reid or Casey Anthony?
Up to you. Up to you. Who offends me more? Up to you.
Let the listeners decide.
You're listening to Drag Her. We're so gagged to have Oscar back. What a time. What a week.
What an episode, bitch. Oh, my
girl. And you know we got to talk about All-Star 6, too. Sorry about it.
I mean, girl, the onslaught of Drag Race continues. continues.
This season is crazy, and in a way that feels like we're no longer on Earth. Like, we're in the Mortal Kombat Netherrealm. We're, like, not on Earth anymore. Like, Drag Race has left Earth. They should have fucking called this season Drag Race Space, because it is just out there in ways I can't.
Okay, if we're in Netherworld, then it's like, we're playing fucking Annihilation, and all that. The fun characters from the original Mortal Kombat already, like, have been, like, eliminated. That. So we're stuck with, like, the Sindel. Random ass.
We got fucking
bitch.
Sindel
fuck you, bitch.
And Cyrax.
Don't you fucking. Mm-mm.
I was just
dare.
Trying to think
don't
of an obscure Mortal Kombat.
Shit about
I
the
live
best
for
character
Sindel.
Mortal Kombat.
I love
Sindel.
Sindel's
my girl. Sindel is my girl.
You don't fucking know Sindel. You met her once at a party.
Bitch.
You don't fucking know her.
Bitch.
You met her once at a party,
you know,
and then
what?
You're like,
you
I rock with her. I rock
you know,
with her.
Your main is fucking Meat. That's who. The
I don't even fucking know who Meat is.
Mocap, bitch. You're
I don't even fucking know who Meat
Stan.
Is. That I don't even fucking know who Meat is because I roll with the original gang, bitch. I fuck with Baraka and Melina. I fuck with them. They fuck me. They eat me out with their fucking horrible teeth. And
it's
I love every second of it.
It's a porn all of a sudden.
It's a porn. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sex positive. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyways, this season's crazy. Not what we're saying. What we're saying is normal. This season is crazy.
Wait, let's just start off this episode by talking about All Star 6.
Yeah, I agree.
Thoughts.
I agree. Thoughts.
Thoughts. What did you think when you saw the Meet the Queens, the reveal trailer,
I love
all
it.
That stuff?
I love it. And what I'm going to say, which is going to sound mean, but I don't give a shit.
That's really your brand.
I love every person in drag. I love drag, but I'm going to have opinions because guess what? Opinions are funny and opinions are what a podcast is about. What opinion I have out the gate
you
is...
You just lost 2,000 followers.
My first opinion, which I'm not even ashamed to say, is this season feels like a regular season. And
meaning?
This sounds shady. It sounds shady, but it's just like, it doesn't feel like an All-Star season as much as it feels like a reset season. Now, that might sound shady to some, but I actually am excited because it's not like, oh, it's this bitch's game. It's just like anyone's
mm-hmm.
game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyone's
you know-
game.
You know I'm a big fan of predictions, and I love to rank the queens before the episode even starts. But, bitch, mm-hmm. and you know what? Not to brag, bitch, but I've been pretty on the ball with season 13. You know, I've been really good with those predictions. But I gotta say, All-Star 6? I have no idea. Truly no idea where the queens are gonna fall.
No.
Absolutely not.
But here's what I will say. You know, here's one thing I will say. No, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm saying this, but someone might say.
But someone told you.
And by the way,
I'm just relaying that information.
A new segment mm-hmm. called Someone Might Say. I'm not saying this, but someone might say, Jan definitely is going to win a maxi challenge on this season. don't worry about it, honey. You're going to win. You're going to win a challenge. Maybe five. I don't know, girl. You might come for Ben de la Creme's crown right now. do you have anything to add to you, someone might say?
Well, someone might say that somewhere in the world, Tina Burner is furious because they stole her drag for the All-Star 6 promo. They raided her closet
and they said,
it turns out Tina does own flames and the colors.
Isn't it funny?
Red, orange, and yellow. But and they had a ball.
These promo looks are better though. these promo looks are giving me sunset, which is like there's an elegance to some of the purples that are being incorporated in this sunset tableau palette that are not present in Tina's wardrobe. I am
she
dumb
don't know
as
words.
Shit.
She doesn't know words.
Someone might say I'm the stupidest person you ever will meet. Okay, and another thing someone might say. That Manila and Shangela are turning over in their Drag Race graves. Just.
Because they were like, I could have waited.
I sure fucking wish I did All-Star 6.
I could have fucking waited.
I sure wish I did that season.
You know, listen, someone might say that they have built All-Star 6, because we all know that the All-Star seasons are built around one or two queens to do really well, and then a couple of fillers. Someone might say that.
Someone might say that.
But for All-Star 6, it might be built around Ginger and Eureka, and that might be a thing that might be happening throughout the season. Someone might
say. Yeah, someone might say that. I don't know. Someone, mm-hmm. I think I heard someone say that. Another thing someone might say is that, there's a lot of funny. This is going to be a funny season.
It's going to be a chaotic season.
It's going to be a chaotic season. It's going to be
chaotic.
I'm going to say it's going to be funny season. I'm going to say the funniest thing that happens in this season is that one of these queens will win. Someone might say. I don't know. Someone might say that. I'm not saying that. Someone might have said that. That's funny to me.
I can't. You stupid fan.
And that was someone might say. Can I?
You stupid, fucking hateful,
awful,
fucking hag.
Canceled by. No, that was just a comment. I just pulled the Andy Cohen. That was just a comment from the internet.
You trying to drag her review?
That was just a comment from the internet. Wasn't me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Can I say something that I'm saying?
Oh, not a mite.
Not a mite. Why am okay? Silky's insane. Yes. I love Silky.
Facts.
Or here's what I'm gonna say. I'm going to give Silky another chance, even though I bet she's going to prove me wrong.
She's going to go home early.
Oh, that's no.
If I know something to be true, she's going to go home early. She's going to. And I know, and I'm going to tell you something else. Her, and I'm going to tell you, Jiggly, they're going to start some drama. They're going to be the drama people of the season.
I love
because
that.
Because the thing is with Jiggly, and the thing is, like, say what you will about Silky, but Silky is talk. She talks. She's all talk.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's fun TV.
Uh-huh.
The thing about Silky is that she's good TV. She's fun TV. But is she a good drag queen? I'm not so sure.
She could pull some shit out. She could surprise us.
She might. She has the budget now, so you never know. She might.
I loved her entrance look. That was
Jiggly,
cute.
Oh, yeah. True. But with Jiggly, I feel like Jiggly doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
And if some queen is going to give her bullshit, she's going to pound the bitch down.
That I miss. The fights Jiggly started on her season are so fun. She's going to start. Funny.
Mm-hmm.
She fights funny. Like, she says funny, mean shit that you're like, I want to hang out with you in middle school right now.
Oh, she's that girl that you need on her side. Yes. You want her on her side.
Yeah.
In middle school. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's like, I live for that. I'm excited. I really am excited for this cast. There are so many queens.
I'm excited for Kylie Sonique Love.
Like, agree.
I'm rooting for her so fucking hard. Also, rooting for Raja.
Raja?
Rooting for Raja. Girl, that's sure. And that's a gag. Here's it. Her and I went to the same school.
Oh, that explains a lot about you.
You know, I have a...
yikes. That explains a lot
about you.
You
know, I gotta rep my sis.
Yikes,
you know
yikes,
I mean?
yikes.
We're from the same house.
That makes sense. You both start fights with no conviction. You both start fights for no reason.
I mean, our common bond is that we both gag from the smell, from mono smell. From the stench.
I thought you said you were gagging for my performance, but you are
no,
not.
No, I clearly said I was gagging because you smelled so bad.
Okay, well, you just go over there and run your same little makeup. You're doing okay. Go run your makeup. The person you're coming for, I'm going to do this robot Leo look and win this season. Bye. Let me go paint my dick pink. Bye, bitch. Why did I paint my dick pink when you couldn't see it?
You know, because Evie Oddly is an artist. That's why. She's consistent and she's an artist.
Yep. Okay, Raja, you want to see what she's going to do?
I want predictions right now. Who's going to win this season?
Also want to say hi. I mean, you're right. I think it's between Eureka and Miss Ginger. But the other two I really want to place high are Jada and Trinity. I fucking love
Trinity.
I mean, Jada Sophia. I mean, I love them both so much. I'm worried about Jada.
I'm nervous about Jada because she could do well or she could do not so great.
Yeah, I saw her little Meet the Queens thing, and she's still on another planet.
I mean,
she would do good on Drag Race Space.
She's true to her brand.
Yeah, I love her, but I am worried about her. But like, she is the one who I'm really, I am just like, oh, I love Jada Sophia so much. She's such a talented queen. And as an ESL queen, she dispels all the so much bullshit rumors of like, you can't do good if you're not this kind of queen, which is why I want her to do well.
Yeah. You know, also, let's see some more Puerto Rican like, what happened to Jessica Wilde? Why is she doing Drag Race?
She's incredible. I don't know why
April
she's not
Carrion,
on the show.
Like, I'm still, incredible. You know, I talk about April Carrion. Literally, I take a shot every time I talk about April Carrion because I feel like I talk about her every drag her.
Kenya Michaels.
The injustice of not having her on All Stars is severe.
Severe.
So, listeners, Mano sent me a message, a private message.
What?
Saying that, don't tell anyone, but I'm actually rooting for Serena Chacha. Was I not supposed to read that out loud? Oh, no. I'm sorry.
You miss it. What I said, I was rooting for the drama between her and Akiria. Have you followed this wig drama?
No. Wait. What's
huge
wig
drama? There's a YouTube video that Akiria uploaded
You're lying.
I'll send it to you. This hair that she got, first of all, the hair she's wearing in the promo is hair Serena made for her.
No.
And there's a 10-minute video of her dragging the hair.
Wait. But I thought the hair line was, the wig line was legendary.
But
Serena wigs.
Apparently
don't
not.
You own some Serena wigs, bitch?
Bitch, no, not yet.
Oh, oops.
Not yet.
Oh, she don't make that kind of money? Okay. No,
yeah, I can't.
The podcast ain't paying you enough?
I can't shell out $70 for one of her wigs. But other queens are coming forward saying, yo, yeah, her wigs are trash.
No way.
But Akiria uploaded a 10-minute video just her like trying to make this wig usable. It's the wig she uses in the promo saying it's nasty, it's trash, there's glitter on it, there's glue on it. I said I don't want those things. It's not good.
Not Miss Ass Almighty.
Miss Ass Almighty, which makes me think that something, I mean, it. Look, it's safe to say Serena's still a villain on the season.
Wait, was it shooting All Star 6?
Nope. Promo they do like much later. They did the promo semi recently.
Stop.
I'm gonna say it. Yes, and someone named Yanny Charleston also came for her wigs. So
wow, Serena, what kind of scam you pulling, girl? What the?
So I think she's still a villain on this season. Which, quite frankly,
well, we won't know. I love we won't to know because she will be the first one to go home. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it. But that's my prediction. That's my Oscar prediction.
Wow, again?
She'll be the first to go.
Again?
Girl, some queens are just destined to go home. She didn't go home first. She didn't go home first in season 6. She went home second.
How do you feel? I mean, we have to move on. But how do you also feel about this drama with Nina Bonina Brown? Has been doing like review videos. And she straight up says these girls are not all stars.
Oops.
And she's really
and
coming.
And
I oop. People are saying, that's a bit harsh, honey. What do you think?
It's a bit harsh, honey. Who were the commenters?
Say...
Fucking Super Nanny? What was... Why were they so polite? It's a bit harsh, honey.
Fucking Super Nanny. Okay, we got to talk about this damn Drag Race Down Under, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, 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 yes. Let's do
anything
it.
Else you want to say about All-Star 6 before we move on?
You know, I'm rooting for my girl Raja. I'm rooting for...
Okay.
I'm rooting for Trinity. Those are my two girls. Those are the girls that I stand
Trinity.
In the competition. I really want them to
Has
do
Trinity turned over a new leaf for real?
I hope so. And I, you know what? I think so. I want to believe that that is true.
I also think Jan could easily win this season.
Lies.
Why not?
Why are you lying?
I am not lying. Jan,
why are you lying?
Jan is looking around the room pumped to see this cast.
She will go home halfway through the competition.
Interesting.
Sorry, loves, but that's the tea. That's my prediction, and I'm wrong sometimes, but most of the time I'm right. So
why will Akiria deliver or not?
That's a big question mark for me. I think so, but I think there are some haters. See, what I think is going to happen is that bitches this season are going to start playing fucking nasty.
Yeah.
And we're going to see queens like Scarlet Envy make it really far because queens like Akiria, who do well, or Trinity, who do well, are going to be shoved out of the competition because we got some sneaky smart bitches playing the game like Naomi, Smalls did.
Uh-huh.
And All-Stars 3.
Life's Not Fair. I also want to say Pandora's iconic and great and hilarious.
She's a big question mark for me. I'm not sure how she's going to do.
I think she's amazing. I'm afraid they're going to throw something at her that, you know, will surprise her.
She just can't do.
I don't know. I mean, if they, I don't know. It's been a long time. I think she's incredible. Her entrance looks incredible. So she's like stepped it up.
She looks good, I think.
Yeah, I hope. It's honestly, it's how I feel like re-entering the world after quarantine. I'm like I should be able to do that.
What do you mean? Makes sense.
Human re-entering the world after quarantine is just like a drag queen coming back to Drag Race after 8 years. It's a little bit like I should know how to do this.
No plastic surgery, though. Which is sad.
Thank you. I mean, no, thank you for not noticing.
You paid money for that face? Oh, Lord.
You gutter butt.
Girl,
bitch.
Get him to
you
demand gutter a refund, bitch.
Bitch.
You better sue somebody.
I showed him a picture of you and I said, make me this.
You know, that's on you, bitch.
I love Pandora.
That was
I just want to say that.
That was
I
your
just
mistake, bitch.
Don't know how the fuck this is going to shake out.
I have no idea. Me neither. Me neither.
Wow. Gag. Okay, let's talk Drag Race Down Under. Okay, let's just talk about right coming into this. Karen and Kita are crying because Anita has left. What'd you feel about Anita leaving?
I gotta be honest with you. I just was very confused that Anita was sent home. I don't know.
It's bullshit. It's trash.
Let's be honest. I said it once and I'll say it again. It seems like Karen from Finance is going to win this season. It just seems like that's going to happen.
Right.
And the proof was in the pudding in the last episode with that girl. What did Karen do in that lip sync?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Nothing.
They could have both gone home on that
lip sync. But listen, it's not
like
Anita turned it out either, but I didn't think that was very fair, you know?
No, it wasn't. She looked
and also
a
she
mess.
She won Snatch Game. It was such a weird thing.
It was weird.
For a queen to win Snatch Game and then get sent home immediately after. I just felt like, wait, what in the random is this?
I don't know if anyone has won Snatch Game and gone home that early.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Or has anyone won Snatch Game and not made it to the final round?
Yes.
Yeah.
A couple of queens.
Okay.
But Anita, I think, is the closest, like, falling from grace.
Right?
Moment.
Just like you won Snatch Game, bye. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
weird.
Dumb.
Very
and
weird.
They're like,
very
you
weird.
Know, they have a business, you know, Kita is Anita's business partner, this whole thing.
Right.
Makes me think there was agitation on purpose just to, like, shake shit up and be like, someone right. who you thought was good went home. I don't
right.
know. Why wasn't Kita in the bottom with her weird bubblegum ball look?
Wow. You didn't like it?
No.
Wow, you said that real bold. Okay. I didn't hate it. I actually liked it.
Okay.
I thought it was fun. I thought her face was paint. The thing about, you know, here's what I'll say about Kita Mean. The bitch knows how to paint her face.
Yeah.
Like, the makeup is flawless. Flawless. She's giving me clown, but like, you know, Kiwi
camp. It is fun.
It's like very bright. I'm just like impressed. She knows her face really, really, really well.
I said it and last week. She looks like a Disney villain. Like, it's a Disney villain. We'll talk
she looks
about
like,
it.
She looks like Madame Medusa from The Rescuers.
We said the same thing last week.
Like, literally, that's
the
her
The same
face.
Thing. Okay, you were saying. Keep going.
Well, no, I didn't love Kita's look, but I thought it was really well put together, and it had a concept.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like that umbrella, honestly. She should have taken, she should
that
have just
silly.
Done a whole like little fro full of balls
uh-huh.
and been fine. But the umbrella, I was like, girl, just take that shit off. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's not raining. That was goofy. No.
Goofy.
It's not.
Oh, God. The worst insult you could throw at a drag queen. Goofy. Ugh.
Goofy. Yeah, that was goofy. Ooh. Because like camp is like, girl, that's like camp is good, but goofy.
Goofy's
no
like
good.
The flip side, the dark side of camp.
No, you good. Okay, let's. Okay, first of all, someone says big cross energy. No clue what that means, and I refuse to educate myself.
Big cross energy.
Yeah.
Spell that. C-R-O-S-S?
I mean, that's what my subtitle said. My subtitle said big cross energy. We'll see what this...
Maybe that's like dick.
Huh.
Because, you know, like a cross. Well, yeah, a cross kind of looks like a dick, right?
you, what were you doing in church?
Like, if you take
what
a dick and balls.
What the fuck were you doing in church?
If you take a dick and balls in the Looney Tunes universe
Jesus
and an
Christ.
Anvil falls on it, it's a cross.
A cross looks like a dick? You fucking slut. You fucking base. You disgusting, perverted slut. Don't ever come to my church again. Don't you ever come to my church again. No wonder you were licking
bitch,
your lips.
This ain't a church. This
you're
is
fucking,
a Denny's, bitch.
You're in communion
you
licking
doing?
Your lips. We're trying to honor the fucking... the
this
son
ain't a
of
way
God.
For you, Eden. This is a grand slam, bitch. You had a Denny's. This ain't no church.
I think
it's a church.
No wonder. Yeah. No fucking wonder I'm possessed. I'm hanging out with a fucking demon right now. You're disgusting. I hate you. You're a disgusting person in every way.
A cross kind of looks like a dick. And don't, you know what?
A cross.
Say
put it
what
on
you
your,
will.
I'm putting it on your tombstone.
Oh
that's what I'm going to do.
Oh my God. And you know what? I'll get a standing ovation, bitch. Watch.
Cross.
Watch.
God. I would go to the Church of Dicks. Wait, why isn't there a gay club called the Church of Dicks? Or the Church of Dick?
Oh my God.
My
are we going to be Anita and Kita? And
we
then
would
start
be rich.
Our own business?
We would be so rich.
Yeah, what are we doing hosting
podcasts? I don't know.
Thinking that's going to get us money. Are you kidding?
Whatever. Here we go. Let's talk about this reading challenge because I thought it was pretty fucking good. Like,
It would for you.
Oh, God. There were some good reads.
Because they were mean.
They were mean. Okay, et cetera says, yes, Electroshock, I am shocked you're still in the competition.
Weak.
Okay. Okay, this one was really confusing where she says, you look like the kind of person who enjoys hemorrhoids. Huh?
Yeah. Who said that again?
Et cetera said that.
Yeah, don't. Et cetera was just a big ball of confusion. I was like, okay, girl.
Hmm.
Okay, go off, bitch, but I don't understand anything that you're saying.
Karen says, you can paint almost anything except a win.
Weak.
Ooh. Okay, this one was good. Electroshock. Man.
Yes.
That was good.
Simple, funny, got a huge response.
Perfect.
Delivery, on point. Kita is funny. Kita has been growing on me. She was not really my favorite at the beginning, but now I'm like, okay, she is going to do okay, I think, in the competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch her go home next
week. It could
go
either way. She could. She easily could.
She really could.
She really could. She also says, for someone who's so woke, when are you going to wake the fuck up? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maxie says, if I threw a stick, would you leave? Okay.
Weak.
I think this one I liked. The only time she's got something between... Oh, she said to Scarlett. The only time you've got something between your ears is when you're sucking dick.
Love
that. That's good. That's a good joke.
Love that.
Lib.
I was nervous for Maxie Shield, but she delivers. She's delivered in her own way.
Art said about someone, where I would get a COVID test if I was you because you've clearly lost your sense of taste.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good joke.
Mm-hmm.
Who says, oh, this Electra joke was funny. I'm sorry, no, it was for et cetera. They use they, them pronouns.
Yep.
As in... They
Wait,
haven't
Art Simone
been in the
said
top.
That.
Yeah, Art Simone said that about et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
They haven't been in the top, so you won't be seeing them in the final.
That was the most brutal read, I think.
That was good.
That cinched her the win, bitch. Like, I think that one.
That's pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Kita just says, now I know why they filmed The Hobbit in New Zealand about some gal. Oh, this was terrible. The calculator on her first phone was an abacus.
Wait, who said this?
Scarlett.
Scarlett. Yeah, Scarlett was weak.
That was terrible. That's also a very confusing joke, because what, huh?
Because she's old. Do you get it?
Right, but it's already proof she's too young, because the calculator on her first phone? Girl.
She can't possibly imagine a world where there wasn't
exactly,
phones.
Exactly. Okay, Electra, this is a weird read. Electra, I think, says about Kita, like, you have enough leftover skin to make a family resemblance costume.
That was mean. That was a mono joke.
Oh, my God.
Below the belt sort of read.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You know, it's fair game. Look, it's all fair game or it isn't. I mean,
you're the kind of bitch that would be in a snowball fight and fucking pack a icicle in a snowball and then throw it at someone. It'd be like, oh my God, what? It's all fair.
I am Alexis Michelle because I'm like, look, I know I called you a prostitute and I made fun of your ugly fucking teeth, but the fact that you said I had Pillsbury dough rolls was really too far.
I could have won that challenge if you didn't.
I dare you to find another queen who does Alexis Michelle as good as Alexis Michelle does Alexis Michelle when she's doing Alexis Michelle, very Alexis Michelle-y. And everyone's like, okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, whatever. Scarlett reads herself. That I liked. Well, oh, in the
turns out she's bald. She has a bald spot.
She has a bald spot. Work.
No wonder she wears hats all the time.
I mean, yeah, she's wearing a hat to cover up her head and her past
and her racism.
Racism. Art wins. Okay.
Art wins. Yeah. Deserve
art
it.
Wins.
Deserve
art
it.
Wins.
I think.
Yeah. Art wins. Okay.
Ooh, wait. What was? Huh? Are you harmonizing?
I'm just giving you a little bit of art pop. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about art pop? Justice for art pop or not? Nah,
girl, I'm the wrong kind of gay.
What?
I don't know. I have never heard.
You've never heard art pop?
I don't listen to Lady Gaga.
What? What?
I have never heard a full Lady Gaga album. All I know are
you're
singles.
So weird.
She's not my girl. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my God. Someone might say.
I loved her with Blackpink. She's great.
Yeah, that was great.
There.
I'm not saying this, but
Sour
someone might say.
It's you, bitch.
You are so stupid. I'm not saying that.
Well, I say it to myself all the time, so yeah.
You're the worst. You are the worst. Okay, I guess we're going to talk about this marketing moment. But first, Oscar, silence.
Ow! You just slapped me.
Silence. I'm going to take a break.
You? What about me?
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me
decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my bike.
Well, I didn't have one. I was here working.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. You got to work. You got to work. You expect me to work like the sorry folk, huh?
I'm sorry,
bacon's good for me. Talking what, about what? Super Nanny. That was a Super Nanny moment. Bacon's good for me.
The bitch is quoting Super Nanny. I can't. Just when you think this podcast hasn't jumped the shark, the bitch is quoting Super Nanny. You just lost 5,000 listeners.
She expects us to work like the sorry folk. Look, Bacon Kid is an icon.
Oh my God.
Even if, yeah. Slightly problematic. Okay. They have
speaking
to
of problematic.
Well,
we're back.
We're back in Drag Race Down Under. Marketing, they're marketing yeast spread, which we all know is Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Have you had Vegemite or Marmite?
I did. I have had both of those.
Yes.
Not for me.
I hate it.
Not for me. I don't really quite get why it's so beloved, but
I think it tastes like gas. It's fucking disgusting.
It tastes like gasoline?
Yes, it tastes like gasoline.
You're not wrong, is the thing.
There
You're
we go. And how do we know that? That yet, I don't think we drink gas, but we know that. I don't know that you do some fucking pretty kinky shit at the Church of Dick. You fucking disgusting cum dump bitch. I don't like you. I don't fucking like you, okay?
What are you talking about? You know this because you sit right next to me doing the same shit, bitch.
Okay, so they're just, they're talking about this shit. Etc. is mad that the other queens are, you know, approaching the comedy challenge with comedy.
And she's like, they're so vulgar, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to elevate comedy and do bits.
What?
So, which I'm like, Okay.
Et cetera is getting the full villain edit. She really was.
It was so weird.
And, you know, then they're filming this business with Suzanne Paul, some sort of Aussie QVC gal. I don't know.
She was very adorable.
She was cute.
I loved her faces
when they're doing all this disgusting.
She's good. She's good TV.
She's good TV. Mm-hmm. All of these queens have disgusting commercials.
I was like shocked.
Yeah.
I was truly, truly, truly. This shit was blue as fuck. I was like, am I in the Navy? This shit is.
I was like, am I at a problematic protest for cops? Because this shit is blue.
Wow. Turns out blue comedy matters.
Blue comedy matters. Girl, I mean, look, should we talk about the filming of it, or should we just talk about the commercials themselves?
Let's talk about the commercials themselves.
Yeah, because we get it. It's kind of a reprise.
Yeah.
It's a reprise. So let's talk about the ads, and then we'll talk about the workroom and the blackface nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Electra's actually funny. Electra's is actually funny.
Honestly?
Yes.
The only funny one.
Yes, I agree.
Like, surprisingly, the only funny one.
It's only funny one.
And was in professional mode, too.
Yes.
It was very this, you do this, I do that, boom, 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 here we go. I was like, okay, shocking.
arguably the best RuPaul impression we've ever seen on the show.
The hair, though, was disrespectful.
That was rude.
The hair, the wig, girl, was so... I was waiting for RuPaul to clock it. Uh-huh. And she did it, and I was like, huh!
Interesting. But it's a sharp idea. I like the cunt misdirect.
Yes.
You don't need the BJ joke, really, though. Like, the BJ joke
I thought it was funny. I thought she delivered it well. I mean, honestly, she's a good actor.
She is a good actor. I mean, this was funny. It was, like, and, like, 90% of comedy is saying stuff loud and quick. Ba-da, ba-da, da. You know what
why
I mean?
Wait. But why haven't you applied it to your comedy?
Oh, bitch.
I mean, it seems like you know how to be funny, but you don't apply it to your comedy.
It's because I have shitty role models like you. I learned it from you.
And whose fault is that? Your very own.
Girl. Well, I would say the same thing about your look. I mean, you're here we are watching stunning drag queens, and yet you don't pick up anything. You don't pick up a thing from someone who quaffs themselves and presents themselves for the main stage. It's like you're always in the confessional, looking shaken, spun up, and dirty.
Shaken. Why am I? Who? Where? Where am I?
Not stirred. She ain't stirred.
Just shaken.
Okay, this was the only funny one, and
the only funny one.
Yeah.
No one even came close.
Yeah. If anyone else showed up, like, she could, you know, in a challenge where other people did good, I wouldn't say this is the winner, but there we go. This is the winner
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly.
Ketamine. Hers was gross. It did make me laugh once.
What was her thing? Her product name?
The Yeasty Nuts. Yeasty Nuts. It was like, Phil, your nuts are full. Let me rub it on my face.
What I did like, I like the idea of ketamine's commercial more than the actual commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I like this divine homage because, listen, everybody knows, and I said this in episode one of Drag Race Down Under, all you stans, y'all know what I'm about to say, is that Maxi Shield reminds me of Divine. She has like this divine thing about Maxi Shield that I like am rooting for, and I have such a soft spot for Maxi Shield.
Mm-hmm.
But I think ketamine as divine, I was like, wow, honestly, this is great. Because ketamine can really paint her face.
Yeah.
So she was giving me the drag that I needed for that divine look. So I thought it was a nice homage. I thought it was cute. Was it funny? No, absolutely not.
The one thing that made me laugh was the question and reply. Like, you might be asking yourself, what am I going to do on a night like this? And then she cut to herself saying, what am I going to do on a night like this? Like, that one moment made me laugh.
Basic comedy, yeah. What was that?
That was a grr. I'm just showing you my teeth. And
that was a grr from a sick, sad hound dog, bitch.
Bitch, whatever. I mean,
this dog is, woo.
This dog is sick. This coming from the deacon and priest from the Church of Dick, that means nothing to me. It means nothing to me. Maxi. Oh, poor Maxi. I love Maxi.
I'm rooting for Maxi so hard. But girl, her days are numbered. Her poor days are numbered. I feel so sad about it, though.
I love her natural. Like, she's so naturally funny in the workroom. She's adorable. Yeah. Her looks are good. Her wigs are hydrated. I like
also,
her.
She seems truly, genuinely so nice.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but she just seems like such a warm and nice person.
No, she is nice.
And she's been doing drag since the dawn of time. You know what I mean? Like, you throw some respect on Maxi Shield's name.
She is nice. I'm going to say right now, she reached out to the pod.
She did?
Yeah, she was like, oh, hey, I would love to be on, like, when I'm allowed to and all that stuff.
Oh, my God. Maxi, if you're listening, I love you so much.
Yeah.
I am a huge fan of yours.
Huge fan. I, like, truly think she's adorable. I think she's naturally funny. I think she's, like, she is, like, just not. It's that thing, and we've all been there, where you're like, why am I not delivering like I know I can?
I know. Wait, but also, rewind to that moment where, like, Karen from finance said something about Maxi Shield being like, Maxi Shield is going to do so well in this challenge.
She's
sold shit before. Like, what? What did Maxi Shields sell?
I don't know. She talks about...
Do you
remember
that moment?
Yeah. She talks about, like, I want a cooking challenge. So she the gal can cook, it seems like.
It seems like, yeah.
I don't know. But I think...
Yeah, that was a little weird. I was like, wait, does Maxi Shield have experience in a QVC-type challenge?
Right. Because her Very thing odd. Was hornbag yeast yeah. concentrate, which I don't get the reference. If hornbag is an Aussie thing, I don't get it.
I mean, hornbag is like, you're horny.
Sure. But I did, yeah, sure. It just didn't
well, do then what do you mean you didn't get it? Me.
It just didn't do too much for me. I didn't,
it just
I wasn't like,
executed well.
Yeah, and then she didn't really get super crazy horny. That I, she just had men sitting on her lap. I don't know if she got actually horny.
It seemed like she was just surprised that they were there magically.
Right.
So
right,
it was
right,
like,
right.
Okay, a very realistic approach to this commercial, but Maxi, that's not your intention.
I know. And honestly, it would have been a great time to just do a weird other concept. Like,
yep.
Just weird. Like, Arts was fun because she was like, oh, okay, I'm making fun of American people. That's like fresh.
Wait, you are fun?
It was just, that was a fresh take, whereas everyone else was like, spray my eyes with cum.
Yeah, but
you know what
fun,
I mean? Like, everyone
fun
else
is
was,
not the right descriptor for that.
I said fun. I didn't say funny. I said fun.
No, I would have said
fun.
Interesting.
It was fun.
It was interesting.
Okay.
Hmm. Curious.
Okay. Hmm. Curious.
Very hmm. Category very, is hmm.
That would be a good runway.
Bitch, we're going to do that for UCB Drag Race.
Yes. Category is huh.
Hmm.
Okay, Maxi could have been better. We all know that. We love
I
her.
I know, but we love her. We love her so much.
Was she really in the bottom two?
No.
Got it. Same. I agree.
No, but we know that.
We know that. Karen's was really gross and weird.
Bad.
This
you
is
meant
horrible.
To say bad.
Horrible.
It was bad. Well, it was bad. Honestly, here's the thing about Karen from Finance. It's because, like, I know she's going to win, or at least I think I know she's going to win. So, like, I just assume that she'll knock it out of the park each and every time. And when she doesn't, I'm just, like, frustrated.
Yeah.
Because she was so boring. I was like, girl, what?
You're
better than this. What is happening? Like, the fact that Michelle had to be like, go extra, do more. I was like, that is the kiss of death for a drag queen to get. That note, do more? No, not from Karen from
Discharge.
Finance.
Also, it's also like piss. It's just like, it's just gross. It's not like
easy,
fun gross.
Easy,
it's like,
bottom of the barrel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't. No. And there's nothing.
Not inspired.
I don't remember a thing that happened in this. It was just her standing.
She was boring.
And then, like,
that's
rubbing
what
it
I
on her face, which I'm like, gross isn't always funny. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's literally what Michelle said.
Oh my God.
So that idea is not original. That you
this is said. Speaking of Divine. This is reminding me of the season 7 Divine, where we had Pearl, Fame, and Violet doing like a Divine, and it was. Every kind of
yeah, wrong. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It was like
disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
Art. Okay, what I'm saying was it was fun. I'll tell you what was the bleeps. Look, bleep comedy can be funny when it's like bleep, and then I said bleep, and I was with the doctor, and he told me bleep. Like, that can be funny. It's not fresh.
Was it funny here?
Again, I was happy to see anything that wasn't like shit in my eyes
that's,
and fuck
you know,
my
that's a,
ear.
That's a very good point. That's
you know?
A very good point. That's a very, very, very good point. Honestly, you're correct. And I hated saying that, but you are correct.
It was disgusting, though. I wrote down disgusting and unfunny.
I did like that pit crew member in a wig.
like that? Like
that. That's funny. I like that visual. That
I like the American impersonation moment. I like the there's a take there of like it's just there to dispel Yanks as they mm-hmm. say, whatever. Et cetera's horrible. Terrible.
I mean, there's nothing to say there. It's piss.
There really is nothing to say. It really was just piss. It wasn't even like this. We call it piss for this reason, or we put piss in it for this reason. It was just piss.
But it's also an oven cleaner mono. So.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. That's like a pet peeve of mine where it's like, a product is also this other random thing that is funny, haha, right? Isn't that funny that piss is also an oven cleaner? Oh my God. It's like, no.
It's so weird
no,
to
girl.
Me.
No, no.
You could have gone any way with this. Well, like that to me is a better take. If they're like, it's not just a food, it's these other things. That would have been better to me than it's just gross.
Well, a lot of the queens did that. And weirdly, some of them hit, a lot of them missed. And I feel like Et Cetera's was a big ol' miss.
Uh-huh.
Yikes. Big ol' miss.
Yeah, ipes. Okay, mm-hmm. Scarlett's also on funny and just gross on the nose.
I mean, it's just...
just gross. Eek. Just gross, 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 eek, gross, eek, gross. Eek.
What was the name of her?
Let's see if product? I wrote it down. Let's see if I wrote it down. No, I don't know.
Completely forgettable, I think. Honestly, forgettable.
Yeah, yikesy. It was something nasty. It's made from vagina extract, which is
that's
just
right.
On the nose.
Beef
it's like
curtains. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
No take. No. Yeah. Okay. I don't have to talk about that anymore. I'm done with that. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. It wasn't funny. And
it
it's
wasn't
shocking,
good.
Because I
there
generally
is nothing
think
to say.
I've
to
seen
say.
These queens be funny. So I'm like shocked that there was so many misses.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, they're funnier out of track than they are in drag. Is that a crazy thing to say?
No.
I feel like they are. I feel like they're like jabs out of drag in the workroom are funnier than any of these commercials.
I wonder. So if I went, okay, in a world where we could be there to coach them, even in the concept phase, what would you say? Like pick a character or.
Yeah, commit really hard. Pick one idea. Uh-huh. And have a through line for that idea.
Right.
That's what they're missing. It's like they had an idea and they're like, oh, let's make it dirty and disgusting and all over the place. It's
right.
Like follow through that idea.
Do you even follow know a person idea. Who likes Vegemite? Maybe we can build a character from that. Like even if it's like an yeah. auntie who always gets sidetracked and instead of pushing the product, you get sidetracked telling a story about your trip to Melbourne. Like then do that. I don't know.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Melbourne.
You said it in a weird way.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Oh my God, you fucking re...
Why are you saying that so weird?
You are ridiculous. You are just
you
absolutely...
said every other word
I
normally,
yeah,
and
I was
then you
dropping
said that word.
In. I was dropping in. That's what we call dropping in dialect.
I need to coach you first before you coach anybody.
You are ridiculous. I can't with you. I really can't with you. You just like find anything. You just find anything. I mean, every week, it's like, I'm letting you down. Oh, my God. Okay, girl. Okay.
But it's like, God, it's so easy. What would your yeast,
okay.
whatever commercial would, what would that be like? What would be your idea?
I'll tell you right now. I would just pretty much knock off Vitamita Vegemin. And be like, it's so tasty, too. Tastes just like candy. Or I would say not candy. I would like, tastes just like meat or whatever. I would just.
And then we could see some like, quote unquote, outtakes of you being like, this is fucking gross. And then cut back to
that.
You being professional.
Or even just
great.
Like, don't make me another take.
Oh. Love that.
Like it's all during rolling.
That's funny.
Thank you.
That's funny. Also, that's funny and concise. And has a through line.
And Rue loves Lucy. She loves Lucy. So why would you not give
so
her something she
pet.
Loves?
Okay, you play. You
girl,
play
I'm trying pet. To win. Mm-hmm. What okay, would you okay. do?
I would do the similar idea of it tasting
nasty. Oh, interesting,
nasty,
interesting.
But then
she's,
being
oh,
like,
interesting.
Listen,
not an original thought in her brain.
As someone from down under, it is our patriotic duty to eat this product. Because if you don't, you're... un-Australian or
oh, that's
un-Kiwi.
Fun.
Do it for your country. Do it for the motherland.
That's funny.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, I like that. That's kind of a fun angle.
I like it.
Very USO, very do it for the boys.
Exactly.
I love
exactly.
it. Oh, that's fun. Yeah, okay, great. I buy that.
We'd both be at least safe.
Right?
Compared to these other queens.
Also, you can make the product different. You could even go with like a diet direction. Like even be like, with new diet, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Zero calories, zero this, zero that. And then even have fun with the side effects. Side effects include mm-hmm. endless diarrhea, You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or like, sleepwalking. Or even go the opposite way. Full fat.
That.
It makes
that.
Your ass thicker. Oh, you know what I mean? God. Gives you a fat ass.
That.
It tastes shitty, but girl, you want a fat ass? Eat
right?
this shit.
And then you get the pit crew boys to pull up to your bumper. And then,
exactly, and ride you like a fucking car. Beep, beep, honk, honk.
If you want so much cushion for the pushing that you become a damn furniture store, eat this. Girl, come on.
Padding where, bitch? It's all fat.
Okay, we get it. Do you want to talk about the controversy or the runway first?
Let's do runway. Let's leave controversy at the very end.
Girl, okay. Let's
because
chirp.
Because there's a lot to say.
Let's chirp and burp these looks. Do you remember these looks?
I do.
Okay. Sheila in the... Finest Sheila in the bush, which mm-hmm. even RuPaul is like, is it a redneck?
What the fuck is this, Sheila?
Is it she a blue-collar person?
She didn't know! She had no idea.
She had no clue.
The producers didn't even help the bitch out. Ooh.
I mean, I'll look up someone Sheila.
Someone got fired that day.
Also, I feel like we've had runways in the past that were already like Bogan, and we're like kind of like celebrating
Very that. I was like, okay, we could do something else.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's an Irish meaning to it, which is common feminine. Let's see. Heavenly. Okay, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for Sheila Urban Dictionary. Okay, and Urban Dictionary has done me dirty in the past. Oh
yeah, it sucks.
It's not.
Urban Dictionary is not the place to go, bitch.
This is ridiculous. There's no definition here. It just says she was a spunky Sheila. Okay.
Nope. Goodbye.
Okay. I'm finding one here at your dictionary. Okay, this is ridiculous. A girl or a young woman. Okay.
I honestly think that's it. I think that is what a Sheila is. A Sheila is sort of like how in the UK they call them birds, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just like a girl, a bird, you know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Sheila is like that equivalent.
Okay.
Like how we would call a chick.
Yeah. Oh, we love calling girls chicks.
We do.
Me, well, oh.
We
F.
meaning straight men.
Fuck yeah, man. Look at those chicks over there. Fuck, dude.
I'm sorry, is that you being straight?
Yeah. Dude.
Let's hear it.
Okay, let me do my best straight.
Yeah.
Seriously? Did you see those chicks over there?
Why are you whispering?
Fuck, dude. It's fucking banging. She's fucking banging, dude.
It's fucking banging?
She's fucking what? Banging.
She's fucking... Okay.
She. I'll tell you what. She bangs. She bangs.
No.
Ooh, baby, when she moves.
Disqualified she moves. For quoting a gay. No.
Poor Ricky. Okay.
What do you mean, poor Ricky?
He's
doing fine, babes.
God, I love him and his giant cock.
Oh, my God. I'll
I love him.
Church.
Not your church. No.
Bitch, you sit right next to me. Right, I'll see you at church.
Your church has a pole that goes right to hell, Montero style.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Electroshock. Giving us Bald and Black Raven, inspired by a Huya.
The bird.
The bird. I didn't know that bird until today.
Seriously.
Huya.
You know what? I lived.
This was
good. This was elevated. Her makeup was really... Because Electroshock really doesn't know how to do her makeup.
Right.
She's really struggling there.
Yep.
But she really fucking turned it out in this
I love
one.
It.
This is a chirp.
Big chirp. Like,
mm-hmm.
This was the best. I'm now kind of pulling for Elektra. I want her to win. Why not? Let's do
it. Well, she's not going to, but okay, that's cute.
You don't know that. You do not know that.
She'll make it far. I think she'll make it to the top three.
Okay. Oh, I like that, right? I mean, she has such an underdog narrative. Very.
100%. It's like, you can't help but root for Elektra Shock, I
right?
think.
And she's actually improving, which is shocking. Because
yes.
Few people actually improve when they're told you got to get better.
Exactly. Maybe kind of a similar narrative as a Bimini narrative, I think.
Yeah.
And that's why I think she's going to do really well.
Yeah. Keita Main giving us Asia's Revenge. The butterflies reincarnated from the dead.
I know. Asia is covering her eyes.
Uh-huh. This is
moment.
Great. I think this is really nice.
And again, the face, I think she is the best face painter.
The purple updo is working for me. It's working.
It's so great. Madame Medusa is looking snatched today.
Ooh, I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. This is a chirp for me.
Yes.
This is this is the chirp that I needed. I think we deserve.
Was that your favorite look?
No. Electra's. Okay.
So it's not
was
a capital. It's not the capital chirp.
No, yeah, Electra's was definitely my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I said it. I said it.
Well, it's not controversial, girl.
I said it. I went there.
Okay. What? You went where? Where did you go?
Anywhere you're not. Anywhere you're not. Maxi Shield giving just straight up Mary Poupons.
Oh, I was like, oh, this is like Meryl Streep in Out of Africa.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
I was like,
that.
Oh, this is very that. I was like, okay, she's really, okay, cute.
I see
She's giving us very like natural woman vibes, which is different for Maxi Shield because she really does classic drag well.
That.
So I liked it, but again, it just didn't have that oomph, you know, that exclamation mark aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. It wasn't. Yeah, there wasn't an oomph thing. I know I'm asking a lot, but it would have been fun to reveal into something else that's like
true. That's true.
Different.
And I didn't really get her like screaming thing out in the, you know, she said it was like a very picnic at Sorry Rock. I didn't get the reference. So like,
yeah.
So I was like, am I missing like, was there like a massacre that happened there? A tragedy that happened there that like. Why is she screaming?
I think the shoes were wrong. The shoes were wrong. She's wearing like, it looks
flats?
Like she's wearing like pleaser wearing pumps. No, it looks like she's wearing like slutty black pleaser pumps with
oh,
this.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, okay. I didn't clock that.
But yeah. Do you want me to share the damn screen? I'm sharing the damn screen, okay?
I really love Ketamine's face. Ketamine's we just saw a clip of Ketamine's
right.
face, and oh my God.
It's really good. The green and purple.
Oh my God.
Good.
Yeah, I saw it. Ew, Maxi.
Yeah.
Girl, black?
Check it, clock it. Black,
no, honey.
You'll see it again. Black stompers. I like her wig so
much. Oh my
much.
God, I love Maxi Out of Drag too.
Yeah.
I just want to give Maxi a big hug.
Oh my God. I think I want to fuck
her. She feels so cuddly,
her.
You know what I mean?
I think I want to
Wait,
fuck
say
her.
That again?
I want to fuck her.
Oh my God. I want to take her on a date. I want
She's
like,
just
ooh.
So beefy. I really love everything. I'm
I
like, I want to sit on her lap
so
in every way.
She,
in every
Wait, is she your trade?
She's
Is she the trade? Is
okay,
she your
I will
trade
say
of the season?
Sandwich between her and Electra, I just have the time of my life. Just
I mean, those are two those are fine because those are like opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. But that's what
and
I want. I want a buffet.
Honestly, I agree with you.
Thank you.
I agree with you.
Thank you. And the name of the dick, the balls, and the holy taint.
You do go to my church, bitch. Stop playing.
I practice at home. I don't need a church. I practice
you
at home.
You go to my fucking... I've seen you at the Zoom meeting. I've seen you at the Zoom church sessions.
Okay, Karen from Finance. I hated this.
I hate this line.
I was shocked at how much they liked it.
When she walked down the runway, I was like, Tina Burner? Oh, no.
Very that.
This is a Tina Burner look.
I hated this.
And for them to say it was elevated and glam. Oh, girl.
Yeah, stuff has crystals on it, but like the wig is dumb.
The shape is weird. I don't really understand. This like really this koala needs to be fed. Why is it so emaciated? Poor little koala.
This is wrong. I also it's just a bad color palette.
I mean,
it's
listen. I get it. I get the message.
It's beautiful.
I appreciate the message. I appreciate the message. I like the message.
Great.
This look is a costume. It's a costume.
It's a costume.
And I'm shocked. They didn't say this is a literal costume.
Shocked.
And that's why I think they are just making it
they
easy
just love
for
her.
Karen to win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I hated this. And maybe it looks better in person, but on film, it looks flat. And
it's
even
a costume.
It's terrible. Costume. Burp. Big burp. So confused
big burp,
they liked it.
Big burp.
Next, we have Art Simone. Okay. I don't get what's happening with the cork hat?
I don't get it either. Maybe it was a Billy Porter reference, but
Is it?
I mean, Michelle mentioned it. She like was like, oh, the Billy Porter thing. And I was like, okay, I kind of see it, but no.
And now she's doing like Kath cosplay from Kath and Kim.
Right. With this, which I'm unfamiliar, I must say.
I mean, I know of it. I haven't seen it, but I'm familiar.
Well, because Tace was the one who introduced me.
That part. No.
Listen, the faces beat. The faces beat to the gods.
The faces beat. But the wig is, no, the sweater is...
No, but that's the wig. That's the reference, girl. That's the reference.
But yeah, but if I fucking reference a dumpster, and I'm like, look, I look just like this dumpster. And they're like, yeah, it's a dumpster.
I would say mission accomplished just by looking
at it.
I hate what you do.
You hate when I do that. It's the quickest way to neg someone,
you know,
is if you just do a
mad,
fake
bitch.
Laugh.
You know how to get me mad.
I don't know. I think I get the wig is her, but the wig is dreadful. The wig. I don't know.
I think this is a chirp.
The wig is
for me.
Even maybe too ugly for sketch comedy, which is...
Are you chirping or burping, bitch?
I'm going to burp it. I don't like it.
Wow.
I don't know. I love art.
I chirp it.
Okay.
It's done well. I think it's done well.
Okay. We have art. I'm sorry. Et cetera, et cetera. I love the wig.
Me too. I love the wig and I love the makeup. I love this kind of drag.
Yes. She's wearing like a rainforest coat.
Yes, it's telling a story.
Yes,
but why did this rainforest coat? Why did it bring me back to Sister's look?
It did, didn't it? Just so much.
Shapeless, like just like oh god, this is too
much.
Yeah,
and okay, she reveals to this black number.
Yeah, I like, because of the forest burning down.
Yes, I like the black and red combo. I like when she pulls out a plant thing, but I was like more.
Very Fern Gully. You know,
I'm going to chirp it. Like
me too. I'm going to chirp it as well. I didn't hate it. I liked it. I think it's really good. And I think Et Cetera delivered it in the runway.
Yeah.
I think it's a chirp.
It's a chirp.
I think it's a chirp for sure.
Did I chirp or burp Maxi? I forget.
You burped it. We both did.
Okay. Still love her. Next,
still love her.
Scarlett Adams giving us Priscilla.
Priscilla.
Umbrella on the back and LaMay. You know, it looks good.
We got real quiet.
You know, it's a weird week.
It is weird. You're right.
It's a weird week.
Because it's not a bad look, bitch. I'm going to tell you right now, this is actually very impressive.
On the one hand, though, it is just an umbrella with fabric, in a sense.
Right. But she looks good, and we get the reference immediately.
She
right?
almost falls down, it looks like.
Yeah, she did almost fall down. I don't know what to say about this.
Honestly,
I don't know what to say about her.
I abstain. I abstain.
This is an NA. This is a not applicable.
Yeah, not applicable. Not available. Sorry about it. Can't help.
Sorry.
Can't help. Refused. I will neither chirp nor burp. I was not here.
Yeah, we were sleeping.
Uh-huh. That's all I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now it's come time to talk about the weirdest thing. One of the weirdest things that's ever happened in Drag Race history.
Oh my God.
Scarlett talks about this in the workroom.
Yeah.
She's participated in blackface. We were kind of alluding to this for weeks now. I am surprised it's part of the show.
What do you mean? I
had talked about it a little bit on the weeks you weren't here, being like...
Oh, I see.
You
knew about this.
Yes. I mean, like, I don't even know how we talk about this. I don't know if I can even be excited to talk about queens knowing they participated in this. We know Scarlett has actively participated in this. Some of the other girls have some scandals chasing them, like Karen potentially has problematic tattoos that she has since covered up.
Mm-hmm.
And Art, unfortunately, has also participated in some sort of
tan face,
brown face type things.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's talking about it. Even the girls from the show, like JoJo Zaho tweeted about it, said, I would love the opportunity to come back. And I know for a fact Coco Jumbo would have loved to as well. Was it fair? No. Is it Art Simone's fault? No. Talking about, she started talking about the comeback and how other queens that are white are given so many chances.
I mean, see, and this is why when they were talking about blackface, I was so uncomfortable. Mano, I can't even explain to you how weird it was to watch a bunch of white or white, at least white presenting. I can't assume. There might be some white passing POCs in the competition still. I don't think so. But I would have loved to find out during the conversation of blackface.
Sure.
If there was a white presenting POC in the mix. But it was so gross to have a room full of white people talk about blackface. It was like, go.
Yeah.
We couldn't have had this discussion while there were actual POC queens in the room.
Yeah.
Why did we save this for when all the POC, literally all the POC queens were eliminated?
And we're once again giving a savior narrative. Like,
and that was a problem. And that's why I was sick to my stomach. Because the way it was edited made it feel like I apologize. And then et cetera was like, yes, I'm woke. And that was literally the end of the conversation.
And then Rue says on the stage about the blackface, I'm sure there are people who would want me to cancel you right now, but I want this to be a lesson in humility.
Thoughts on that, Mano? Thoughts on that?
Why was RuPaul more mad about H&M?
We know why.
Why was RuPaul more mad about Shakespeare?
We know why.
Why was RuPaul more mad about the religious challenge from season 11?
We know why.
I'm uncomfortable.
Why was Rue mad about Honey Mahogany and Vivian Panay?
Girl.
Not lip syncing.
Why was RuPaul more mad about Tammy Brown saying, excuse your mouth?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, listen, this is this is tricky as fuck. This is tricky. This is tricky. This is tricky to talk about.
Do you think they knew about it before they started the season? Honestly.
100%.
See, that I don't like.
They knew about it from jump. You don't think they do background checks on these queens?
Of course they do. It's just like all reality shows. They knew before.
They knew as soon as she auditioned for the show.
Yipes.
To me, it just felt a little cowardly about the timing of it. It just felt a little too convenient. It felt very much like when they eliminated Willem. When Fifi and Sharon were in the bottom two, it just felt convenient because they were like, we don't want to see Sharon or Fifi go home. So let's get rid of Willem now, even though Willem's been doing this since the very beginning of the competition.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it feels like to me now. It feels gross. It feels manipulative. I'm too upset. I'm truly upset.
I am upset. Like, because I love this show. I love the people who make this show. I love the queer people who make this show.
Yeah.
But this was not it. And this was, oh God.
Okay, let me ask you this. Should Scarlett Adams have been eliminated right then and there?
So here's what's weird about everything. It's like, I don't know. Can you really eliminate someone when you brought them there? I mean, it also would have been kind of weird if they were like, we just found out about this and you have to go home.
Yeah.
That's also weird, but I also like, I would have been, I don't know. This is so weird. I also just don't like that it's like, I like that RuPaul is like, learn from this. I think there's something there. But I also like, it was such a like, you're okay, we forgive you, as opposed to let's let people of color talk about their experiences.
Yeah.
Especially on the heels of bringing back a white queen just because, with no particular fanfare or reason why.
Yeah.
After silencing, oh my God, it is weird. I don't know, would you have eliminated her on the spot?
No, I don't think so. And I do think this should have been done, again, this should have been done from episode one, I think. Right from jump, RuPaul should have been like, listen, the internet knows they're out there. They're literally on the internet. They're not that hard to find because, you know, I went on Google immediately and saw all the pictures, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's, guess what? There's more than one.
There sure is. There's some
turns
of
out,
her.
She's
and
been doing that for a million trillion years.
And there's other cultures involved. There's some of her in a hijab. There's
exactly. Yes.
And
yes. She's
indigenous
an equal opportunity
garb.
Racist. Yes, yes, yes. So for me, I'm like, yes, I don't think she should be canceled outright. I do believe in like giving people a second chance about that kind of stuff, but I need to hear the explanation. And I want to see action being done. I want to see Scarlett Adams donate.
Yeah.
Money, funds, coins, because she's getting more coins now than she did before.
She,
you know what
also,
I mean? I want to see her growth. I do want to see her growth. I want to see Karen from Finance's growth. I want to see growth in the show. And the other thing that I'll say, listen,
uh-huh.
I know that blackface is a very tricky subject because it is 100% wrong to do. But I know that being born and raised in a different country, how normalized blackface is. I'm Afro-Latino.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Blackface was something that I saw on TV on a regular basis, and I didn't bat an eye. It was so normalized over there. This is back in the 90s. You know what I mean? The 80s mm-hmm. and 90s. Like, this was like absolutely normalized. So maybe I'm being unfair about like the cultural connotations blackface has in another country, but still, blackface co-opting someone else's culture and performing it
mm-hmm.
is wrong. We should not be doing that at all. And what's her name? Scarlett Adams said that she did it to make fun of that race. So it was done in a racist way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I also have an update, which is terrible.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, she recently was at a club with people, and she was wearing a white jumpsuit, which had, like, negative comments about her plastered onto it.
Okay.
So she wore a jumpsuit that says, like, quit drag, flop, blah, 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 etc.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of comes, also for me, it comes across as, like, fuck your comments about the bad things I did.
Yeah, that's not okay. That's like that. That's literally not okay. Yeah, I need to see growth.
Now she says she's reached out. She
to who?
She
who?
Quote.
Who did she
so
reach out?
Someone said, "Look, this is bullshit. She did this," and then she said, "I haven't blocked you, babe. My account was shadow banned for nudity." I reached out to you a few times. Actually,
Scarlett said this.
Yes, about someone who called her out. Not sure what the narrative has been pushed about this dress, but it has nothing to do with the situation. It's nasty things people have said to me over the years, including "kill yourself," "ugly," blah blah blah, other slurs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Seems like a lot of victim projection.
But this
in
person,
my humble opinion,
Felicia Fox, says, "Whether I've left you on red or not doesn't sum up the fact that you haven't taken accountability of your own."
Yeah.
Me and
yeah.
other POC that have been affected by your downright racist actions should not have to do the emotional labor you need to do. You need to own your own wrongdoings. Whether I reply or not should not predict whether you choose to take ownership and do the right thing. So don't hold me accountable for the missed things, the things I missed, period.
Yeah. Yes. I think, yes. It's the accountability thing that's like so important that Scarlett is not doing.
Drill.
You know what I mean? And that's why Scarlett should be canceled, right? That's the reason, right?
I didn't like also, they did bother me that canceled was thrown around like a word that shouldn't be like, it was almost like.
It was said
canceling. Who gets canceled?
Right.
It was like, I bet people want me to cancel you. And it's like.
Right.
It was mocking.
I was like, ooh, girl, it seems like, I think it came from personal,
girl.
From a personal place.
Ooh.
As someone who also in some circles have been canceled. You know what I mean? Someone might say, again, we're bringing the category back. Someone might say that. Yes.
I can't root for
like,
her.
Okay. Listen, here's blackface is embedded deep in literally, as Mono and I are Americans, like, we know that this country has a deep association with blackface.
Yep.
Especially racist blackface.
Yep.
Let's not forget that in the 80s, not that long ago, there was a movie called Soul Man that was about a white man putting on blackface to get into Harvard. And that was a movie that was released in theaters and everyone was like, okay. We said okay, right? So, yeah, we're not, we shouldn't be casting stones at all. Like, we are also living in a very racist, racist
very
country.
Racist. And I mean, I'll even go so far as to say entertainment continues to thrive off of, whether it's not, entertainment thrives off of stealing the contributions of people of color. And I
100%.
Will go so far as to say, like, even when you think about the famous white performers who participate in hip hop, they are so much more popular and paid. I'm gonna throw Eminem and JT right on the fire and say,
what about Chet Hayes?
Girl. You're Robin Thicke's, I don't know, anyone like that who's just like, when they participate in this art form, which is pioneered by black voices, they get nothing but praise and coins for it. And this is another form of how it matters when we contribute to the racism problem by actively stealing the contributions people of color make and recodifying them for white performers. And it sucks. And it's a big conversation that needs to happen.
Sure. And I think the other side of that coin, not the other side, but in addition to, it's the lack of awareness from these people and then the not talking about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think there is a difference between being like, listen, I'm aware that I am part of a problem. I'm aware that as a cis, hetero, white, male, or person, I am contributing to this co-opting of a culture.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would honestly appreciate that so much more.
If JT's next album was called Co-opted.
If it was like, I have stolen from, from black culture, and I'm sorry.
If they renamed Justified, Co-optified.
And then 100, yeah, exactly. And then 100% of the earnings are going to be sent to a black organization.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that to me is like, okay, that's the healing that needs to happen.
Uh-huh.
That's the accountability that needs to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that isn't being done.
Yeah.
And that's the steps that Scarlett Adams has to take in order for the healing to start.
Yeah.
The accountability of like, yes, I did. I fucked up. I did, which I think Scarlett has done. But then there's another step. It's not good enough to just say, I'm sorry. It's not.
Nope.
I want to see actions being done. I want to see you donate money to causes that help BIPOC people.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're saying is, I did something wrong, the awareness, then the apology, and then the expectation that the public will forgive that person just because they said I'm sorry.
Yeah. She's recently posted a video online about this episode. I haven't seen it. It's 12 minutes long.
Okay.
I guess we can check that out and see what she says. Hopefully there's active conversation about what, you know, she can,
great.
She can great. Do.
Honestly, great. I love that. If that is true, I'm happy about that. Then the healing can begin.
And
is she forgiven 100%? No, but then the healing can start.
I'm going to say the fact that during no point in that conversation, Karen didn't say, you know what? I am not innocent. There's blood on my hands. I wish.
Oh, you think she should have stepped up?
I think so.
She's like, RuPaul, I have something to say.
I really do think so. Because, I mean, now what? Now we know she has weird tattoos that represent something really strange.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe art. I'm not saying art
should
have.
Also, Karen, what the fuck would you get that tattoo, girl? What the hell?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
Well, that's another weird thing where they're like, oh, no, you know, this is a part of culture which I participated in not knowing it was racist. Girl.
And listen, We come from different backgrounds. I don't know what Australian culture is. I don't know if there is that awareness of like, oh, this stuff is racist. You know what I mean? Because speaking from someone that was born in a country that has like racist actions, there is that isn't self-aware about the racism. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh no, well, this is not racist. This is part of culture, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe that's true in Australia and New Zealand too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that awareness of like, oh shit, what I did before was racist and I'm apologizing and I'm doing something to learn up and to help the cause.
Yeah, help.
That's
active that's help.
The step that needs to be done.
Literally, I think the least you could do, Scarlett, is like, I'm going to host a drag night, which yes. elevates some BIPOC
that donates
queer
to,
voices
yeah, and that features
and puts them yes. on a stage.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Then I say the work has started.
Uh-huh.
But again, I need to make this absolutely clear. She is not fully forgiven for her actions, but the work can start.
Yeah.
The journey can begin.
Girl.
Do you know what I mean? It's not yep. about like you did something wrong 20 years ago and then I'm going to like crucify you right at the spot. No,
right.
No.
That's
no.
You people talked
about
grow,
it. People
you
can
out.
Change. People can learn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's.
But we need to see it. But after you do that, it is your duty to show that to us. That can't be done in silence. That can't be done in secret. Like you owe it to us.
Yeah.
To letting us see the growth.
Mm-hmm. Work.
Especially for a public figure like a reality TV show contestant.
Girl.
We need to see that work.
Girl. Facts.
Just saying.
Oof. Okay, let's talk about the end of this episode. Thank you for taking us to your second church. I mean, the Church of Integrity. Thank you very much, Oscar Montoya. Step down from the pulpit.
I don't go to that church quite as often as I should.
Clearly.
But I still have the card.
So Scarlett and Keita are safe.
Yes.
Elektra wins. How do we feel? Are we agree? We agree? We good?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there was only one winner that episode.
Yep.
And it was Scarlett.
It was Scarlett. I'm sorry, Elektra Shock. Fuck. Art and Karen are safe.
Who should have been in the bottom two?
Because
we both think that Maxi Shield should not have been in the bottom two.
I would have put Karen in the bottom with Etcetera.
Yeah.
That look is stupid. And her commercial was.
But they loved it. They live for it, girl.
Yeah.
We're crazy.
We're crazy.
They loved it.
They loved it so much. But whatever. Mm-hmm. Maxi's in the bottom. I guess Maxi could have made more of a choice. You know, to be fair, Maxi needed to make more of a choice. Karen made a bad choice, but she made more of a choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. They're doing a lip sync to Everybody, Everybody.
That's not the song.
Yeah, it is. What is the song?
So, I don't know the song. I've never heard the song
it's
before.
It's Everybody, Everybody.
No, girl.
Yeah, it is. It's a cover. Isn't it a cover of Everybody, Everybody?
You are so
Everybody,
dumb.
Everybody is said in the damn episode.
What is the name of the song? It's not Everybody, Everybody. It's like everyone, absolutely Everybody or something like that.
That is what, absolutely Everybody, yes. And
so
the lyrics
everybody,
are
everybody, everybody.
You know what I'm saying.
No, don't. You're crazy.
Everybody. You're dumb. Okay, so what's the tea on this lip sync? Because I didn't think it was the best lip sync I've seen.
It's also not the worst lip sync I've ever seen. Mm. And listen, I think et cetera, didn't do it. I don't think she did a bad job. Maxi got the microphone, and I honestly, I live for that gag. I thought it was really funny, but it was a very, I didn't know who was safe at the end of that lip sync. I was like, it could go either way.
Yeah, I like the microphone from Maxi. It's funny. I like that she's relying more on performance.
Yes.
Et cetera's pulling out some tricks. I like the tricks. They were good tricks.
It wasn't truly mono. I know that you said that you didn't like the lip sync, but I thought that it was okay.
Really?
I thought it was pretty good. They both gave me energy. Both gave me performance.
Yeah.
I like the way that they look when they perform. And the lip sync was, I thought, tight.
Wow. Okay.
They knew the words. They knew the words.
I think I was just, maybe I was just distracted by the episode, perhaps.
You just wanted to see splits and cartwheels and all that shit.
Dare I say, etc. might have done better for me.
Yeah, you would not be wrong.
Yeah, so why?
I still think Maxi Shield did better than et cetera,
okay.
But it was very close. It was a very close race.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what's happening. I wonder if they were, I don't know, if were they really like et cetera did worse, or they were like, we don't need to see more of et cetera right now.
Well, honestly, et cetera did so bad in the challenge that I wasn't mad about her going home.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And let's be real. Is RuPaul really picking the one who did better in the lip sync? Because
I don't know if they are.
Let's be quite honest.
I wonder if they're like, we just need to see one more. We need to see more from Maxi, period. I don't know. Maybe she'll break through.
I said before, and I hate saying this, Maxi Shields days are numbered. She might be going home next.
Girl.
But I'm glad that she lived to slay another day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very glad.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that when she was safe, she was like, thank you. And she's spoken to the microphone.
Funny.
That shit was funny to me.
That was funny.
It's funny and cute.
Funny, cute. Like, I love Maxi. I want her to just have a crazy breakthrough and
I know,
slay.
I know.
Okay.
I know. She needs to get out of her head. My doll. You got to get out of your head.
This doll. Well, girl, that's it. We talk too much.
That's it. We really did, girl.
Who's your winner? Mine's Elektra.
My winner and the winner are very different names.
Okay, say that then.
The winner is Karen from Finance. My winner is Maxi Shield. No, but in all honesty, it's Elektra Shock, which is crazy to say. Oh my God.
I know.
Because I find her kind of annoying sometimes.
Oh, I like her. I'm just going to say my winner and the winner is Elektra Shock, just to be controversial.
Oh, you think the winner is Elektra Shock?
Yeah, why not?
Bold.
Why the fuck not? Look, this is Drag Race space. Anything can happen.
Okay.
It is another planet. It is no longer the Drag Race universe we know.
Interesting that you didn't say Art Simone, though. Interesting.
I do like Art. Yeah.
You know she's going to be in the top.
Yeah, I guess she will
three
be in the
or
top.
Four.
I mean, look, if you bring her back just because, she's probably going to be in the top. Who knows?
Yeah, of course.
Girl.
Of course.
Well, enough from us. Look, if you want to interact with us, if you want to talk to us, find us online at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Please give us a 5-star review or something more that reflects your truth on Apple Podcasts.
Ah!
Look, it's your world. It's not mine. Go give us. It makes a huge difference if you give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
You know what y'all should do, listeners?
Huh?
Give Mono 5 stars, but then fucking go off.
That's
in the
pretty
review.
Funny. I like that.
Do you know what I mean? Let him have it.
That's fun. I'm fine with that. That's a
that
good
would be
time.
Great.
Look. Whatever you do, interact with us. Keep the conversation going. Let us know what you think about All Stars 6. Let us know what you think about the atoning we feel needs to happen and where you lay in the conversation. All that good stuff.
Yes.
Oscar, where can we listen to you and support you and all that stuff?
Listen, you can follow me at Ozzymo, OZZYMO, on Instagram and Twitter. I'm never on Twitter at all, but on Instagram, I'm very heavily involved in that. So follow me there. And also, you can listen to Mono and I do more of this bullshit.
That.
Just
you need more bullshit.
Literally shitting on
each other. You need more bullshit.
On Podcast Killed the Video Star, the music video podcast where we rank the definitive top 100 music videos of all time. And you could just follow us at Podcast Killed the Video Star on Instagram.
Everything's there. The YouTube links, all of it. I mean, you get into our world. It is so fun. We just listed the top 25 music videos for now.
For now.
It's a good ass time. So jump in over there. Girl.
Yes.
Till next time. Bye, bitches. Let's go to church.
Oh, you started early.
I'm grapefruiting over here.
Oh, you're on your knees now. Okay, wow.
Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Original.